Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good Fat Tuesday, as a matter of fact. John and Lance, along with Dell. That's right.
Coming up, huh?
Yeah, don't worry. I've been hitting it hard these last few days.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
hoping you get a few extras in.
Yeah, but guess what? I got Cheers. Okay, Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheershealth.com. And guess what's happening? Okay, after those cool, nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights, throw down three Cheers. Guess what? I'm ready to go.
Actually, able to stay. You know, I didn't do radio on Friday and Monday. I think I probably could have winged it and done radio Friday and pretended like I was there in the place for the whole time. Because we went from broadcasting during the combine, where they would throw to our desk and we would give context of who might be looking at who and all that stuff, to this year we're a one-hour wrap-up show at the end of the combine.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're supposed to, you know, we got to watch and see who we like, and we talk to producers. But it's way different than the first year I did it. We were literally on the field doing like a separate combine broadcast. So we were on a lot. Now we're on 1 hour. So we don't have to go get makeup
on.
Hour.
You did all that for 1 hour.
1 hour.
And you missed two shows for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to burn two vacation days.
How do you feel about that?
Not great. I had to burn two vacation days.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I probably, Monday, there's nothing I could do about Monday. But Tuesday, boy, I was hauling ass to the airport. I changed my flight to get in earlier. And then our taping was like, all right, well, we're going to do the A block. We're going to redo the A block here. And I'm like, this was really planned out for not a lot of.
For
a great deal of efficiency.
Right.
So I'm like running. It was 8 degrees outside yesterday. You know what? So this girl who is in charge of, it's not a girl, it's a woman. It's Pam.
She's a girl.
She's from Chicago.
So she's a girl then.
She's from Chicago, but she lives in L.A. No, she lives in Phoenix.
Is she
now.
Cisgender? Is she a woman and thinks she's a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Pam is straight Chicago woman with a little. She's got a little attitude. I like her, but she's one of those ones. She's one of those women who you just like. You don't get. She's in charge of logistics.
Oh.
So you don't
from
get
Chicago?
Cross. She'll say, "Okay, what is? I'm gonna go make an order for everyone food wise. Blah blah blah." I tried to get a coffee late in the afternoon. I saw something else I wanted. She goes, she looked at me, she goes, where were you at about 10 o'clock ordering this? I didn't know it was an order, but I don't need
coffee.
I don't need coffee.
Who needs?
So she's just kind of.
Love
so
her.
Anyway, she said, we were talking, you know, it was 8. So we were talking about how cold it was, and she lives in Phoenix now. I said, let me ask you something. I said, my radio partner said he would never go back and live in Chicago. A, I think people are still looking for him. A.
You're right.
I said, but B, he calls us cold weather idiots just for even liking 40 degrees. He goes, you are a bunch of idiots. I said, and then, of course, she's saying, so I'm nervous because she's kind of the boss of me. But she goes, no, you are a bunch of idiots. She said, you know why I moved away from there? To get away from the cult. She was like you.
Mm-hmm.
She's female you. She mm-hmm. said the same kind of stuff.
That's exactly right.
She said the same kind of stuff.
You're a bunch of cold weather
she
idiots.
Lives in Phoenix. I said, you can deal with 100? She goes, yes.
Easy.
I'd rather deal with 100 than a polar vortex.
Yes. Look at how cold it is. Do you like this today?
My iPhone wouldn't turn off. So I went outside.
Like this today?
This is all right.
No, this blows.
I just came from 8. It was, that was not great. We have to walk outside.
It's 30. It's freezing.
So they let all the team people get to go under the tunnel from the hotel into Lucas Oil. I am just a lowly media member. So mm-hmm. I've got to, there's a lot of tunnels that connect thing or whatever. Well, once you get to Lucas, okay, you guys have to go outside and walk over. It's no more than it's about a 100-yard walk. It's not terrible. But when it's 8, and I was on the phone with my wife, and I get outside, I'm like, you know that feeling where it's so cold you can't breathe for a second? Like, if you've ever done...
Well, I've seen you talk to your wife. I think that combination.
Yeah. Whitewater rafting, where you get hit by cold water for the first time. It's right. It just freezes you. So I'm talking to the wife. I've probably walked 30 yards. I say, I can't talk. I got to go. Bye. I can't hang up the phone. It's not sensing any warmth in my hands, so it won't let me hang up. It's like hitting it with a... It's like hitting it with a stick or something.
So your
it
wife heard you walking all the way.
No, I told her. I finally said, you have to hang up. Because she never hangs up. She's like, okay, bye. And just puts the phone in her purse or whatever all the time. And so I'm trying to hang up. And I said, Nick, hang up. You got to hang up.
And all the other media members you're walking
with. It's just me. It was a ghost town yesterday. So I did find some. I think I may have found some Texans. Late speed. I think I may have found some Texans. Finding offensive line is going to be a little trickier than I initially thought, because apparently I was given some hints that there are some medical issues for some guys they may have been looking at, which is disconcerting.
Yes.
And the offensive line. So that's not
great. Defensive line draft. Great defensive line.
Great defensive line draft. It's the fastest running back, linebacker, I'm sorry, wide receiver, linebacker, D-line, O-line in the history of the combine, the fastest class, the average fastest class. And I guess it makes sense, because if you look at the way college football is played now, it's faster, it's lighter, it makes some sense that they would be really fast. But from a class standpoint, tight end is good, and the Texans could look at tight end at some point.
Yeah, great. Get some linemen and cornerbacks.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
And then, around the fifth round, get a tight end.
I think there's some good linemen, but, if there's some medical stuff I don't know about, that's always a concern. You know, when you have shoulder tears, a couple of labral tears in your background, that's not great.
Yeah.
That's not a great thing.
No, that's not. That's never a great thing. That's never a great
thing. For your shoulder. You know who else I saw that I talked to in the airport was Son of Bum.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, hey, coach. He goes, hey, sit down here, Lance. He's just eating some McDonald's. Just quarter pounder with cheese. Just Wade Phillips. I mean, it's just, I sit down here. So we were talking. I said, boy, coach. I said, I was really cheering for you. It was minus. I wasn't cheering.
No.
But I said, I was really cheering for you here on that Super Bowl. And he said, well, it kind of felt like 13 ought to be a winner. Behold,
he's kind of right.
Felt that was the right number. We keep Tom to 13. Last time held 17, 18, Denver, and we won just barely. Feel like if you hold Tom Brady under 20, you gotta go ahead and close that out. I said, yeah,
yeah.
And so we were talking a little bit about stuff, and we got into Ed Reed, and I said, Coach, let me. We got into it because I asked. I said, let me ask you this question. I went like Ken Hoffman. Let me ask you this question. What happened with Ed Reed? What was the Ed Reed thing? How'd that go down?
Well, I feel like the owner just got kind of smitten with him and beat us the year before. And before you know it, they told us we didn't have like $2.5 million for Glover, and all of a sudden we're spending like 5 or 6 on Ed. I don't know how that math works, but end up with Ed. Oh, he barely even played. Wasn't real great in the locker room. Didn't have money for Glover, but well, there it was.
That's the truth.
And it was the truth.
That was the exact truth.
And I said,
truth.
Didn't y'all want to hang on to him?
Well, yeah. Football coaches did. Yeah, it'd been great.
Yeah.
We ended
He's
up
still
the guy
playing.
He said, we ended up paying a bunch of money for a guy that couldn't play. So yeah.
He played how many games did Ed Reed play? Six?
I think less than that. He goes, well, he didn't like me too much.
Let him go. And then he lost every game with us. I lost every game with the Jets. I don't know if you remember that or not. Just pretty much lost every game he is even a part of.
God. Well, because he was on the field, basically.
I know.
My God.
We talked a little bit about that.
That was terrible. That was one of the – that's possibly – now, Brock is the worst signing ever. Brock is and then Ed Reed. It has to go Brock.
But, you know, because Ed cost you Glover Quinn, which wasn't good. Brock cost you a second.
Yeah.
Like, Brock cost you a second rounder. That was a big deal.
As a free agent. That doesn't make any sense.
You're not. No. Huh. Oh, wait. No. You sign free agents. You don't have to trade for him. No.
Yeah, you do.
We had to trade him.
Yeah,
you do. Oh, you got a second? No. We need to trade a second.
Right. To get rid of him.
For Brock? No. No, this is, I think, the first time in history. This is the first time, actually, in football history. It's happened in basketball before.
Right.
No, we actually had to trade a second round. A day two? Yeah. No. Listen. Trade a second round pick to get rid of him. And what'd you get back?
Nothing.
The indictment
room for Tony Romo.
The indictment is it's the one move Brown fans could clap for when with Sauce Brown involved. They're like, Sauce Brown want a trade?
I know.
Sauce Brown want a trade.
Yeah.
That's where we were with Brock Osweiler.
Yep.
But I do remember a time for 20 minutes where people like, Rick Smith is reinventing the NFL game.
Bob McNair said it. McNair couldn't have been prouder.
There was a lot of excitement.
He couldn't have been prouder of Rick for being able to get rid of Brock.
Initially,
the guy who he signed.
This is my thought initially. Like, well, I'm glad he's gone. You got some money. My thought was, I just feel like you didn't. Maybe you just should have cut him. You had cap room. Yeah. Maybe just cut him. Because now you have to get Tony Romo. You've now given up a second rounder to get Tony Romo. In essence, because you're hanging on to that cap space, you have room for Tony Romo. When Tony Romo didn't sign, that whole thing became, oh, my God, you didn't cut him because you wanted room for Tony Romo. Tony Romo's not coming, and you gave up a second rounder, and there's no offensive line, and there's no first rounder.
What an unmitigated disaster
this
is.
It rolled downhill quick.
Oh. All right.
Good times.
So Lance is back. We'll talk about some of the guys at the combine. We'll get that job done right here on ESPN 97.5. We got to talk about Clowney today and all the other guys who've been franchise tagged.
That was a little bit of a story in Indianapolis. Clowney getting tagged.
Was it?
Yeah, I think everyone expected
it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, I know, but he's a name.
It's like the
he's a name guy.
That's like one of the biggest headlines that you're like, yeah, okay, we knew that.
I think we felt that way. Maybe other organizations or maybe other media outlets, they just haven't been thinking of Clowney that much. And once they saw his name, like, oh.
Well, they don't listen to 610, apparently.
Okay. All Clowney Radio?
All Clowney Radio. I honestly, we are this. We're here right now, and we 12 minutes in, and we finally mentioned Jadeveon Clowney. Would we get fired at 6:10?
Nah, it's suspended. Well, if not for this, certainly that dry white versus wet white conversation yesterday.
Well, that was something. This is the first I've heard of this. By the way, I never even mentioned.
Did I miss this?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's dry white versus wet white.
Was it here?
Yes.
I'm glad I missed it.
With AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about... Yeah.
He walks around with wet wipes in case he has to go poo somewhere.
He's prepared.
No, well, why...
I don't do it.
There's an invention. It's called toilet paper. What the hell?
He says, and AJ's thought is, if you got poop on your hand, would you just simply wipe it away with a napkin? No, you'd go wash your hands. That's what that's his idea with the butt.
How about you not get it on your hands?
Well, he's not saying...
Step one.
He's just saying...
That's not the point. Is, your butt isn't clean. Would you just wipe...
Oh, it's like washing your hands for your butt.
Right.
I got it.
Washing your butt every time you go.
Did it go even more sideways than that,
Del? The second thing is this. I never poop at work. How can you control that? If you got to go, you got to go.
I used to go to Subway. I used to go buy a drink, or I'd fake like I was going to.
You'd rather go in the Subway?
Yeah, I don't need somebody sitting right next to me.
No wonder it's janky.
You don't want to know the person you're pooping
next to. Yeah, I don't
want to
look at the shoes like, oh.
No wonder you think Subway's janky.
Oh, Chris Tubbs is in here. Because that guy's always here in the morning. That's all.
Oh, I got it.
7:13. Cameron. Hey, Cameron, what you got going on in there?
You would know. You don't have to ask.
Fortunately, you would know. He's right next to you.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. Big ups to Crystal, who's in Bali.
Is that
where
she is?
She's in Bali.
She's in Bali?
Wearing our... Indonesia, wearing our John Lance Raheel and Dell shirt.
Nice.
Right there. And it looks beautiful.
Did you see who else was wearing it?
Who?
How was Bushwick wearing our shirt, Dell? That's a real Bushwick, a real picture of Bushwick wearing the shirt. Where were we with it? Bushwick was wearing that shirt.
Was the Blitz out someplace yesterday?
Bushwick Bill, that is, from the Who's, Ghetto Boys.
The Ghetto Boys.
Bushwick. World famous. The one who got shot in the eye.
You'll love him. He's a little person.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. He got shot
in the eye, and then they said, hey, quick, let's do a, while he's at the hospital, they go, let's do a record cover. He goes, I guess. His eye in his hand, like, all right.
Okay, thanks. This looks like a good cover.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good. He was in one of our shirts, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. I love Bushwick Bill. He's a little fella. Love that. I didn't know we had the little shirts like that, but that's cool.
Diana Ross. He once had a famous line that said, and Diana Ross would be, well, it's almost like you can't say any lyrics from Bushwick.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Diana Ross will be coming out of your behind, fool, and have you singing the blues.
Hmm.
But it wasn't behind. It was the A word.
He can't say the A word.
Are your kids on their way to school?
All right, fine. Diana Ross will be coming out your ass, fool, and have you singing the blues. And he's also Jamaican. So he's got a Jamaican, a little bit of a New York, a Jamaican New York accent. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting into a whole YouTube rabbit hole about Ghetto Boys where I found out he's just hang out at the club. I want to say I don't think it was Jamaica. I think it was somewhere else. And he used to just hang around. And he just got thrown in Ghetto Boys just kind of as an add-on. It's kind of a weird doc that I saw somewhere. Somewhere on YouTube, maybe I was listening to Willie D on a podcast. But anyway, so I got back from Indianapolis, but I was keeping track of our Houston Rockets, keeping track of also, there wasn't really anything going on with the Houston Astros that was on my end. Anything that I need to know about with the Houston Astros? Anyone just killing it right now in minor leagues from a pitching standpoint?
Forrest Whitley looks pretty good. Davinsky's got his ERA down to 21 now, which is good.
Well, that's, yeah. I figured it would go down.
Well, yeah, from 108.
Yeah.
Yeah, 108 wasn't a great start to his ERA.
Yeah, did not see that thing going up.
No, but now, yeah. Apparently, I've seen a couple of highlights of Correa. He looks like he's hitting the ball much better. Bregman had apparently he had some kind of a breakthrough yesterday. Or something. Astros win yesterday 4-3. They're 4-4.
A breakthrough in what way?
He had some kind of a breakthrough. That was the we'll hear from him. And so I guess he's feeling pretty damn good, which is nice. He also got hit by a pitch in the elbow. But here's the thing. I think it was yesterday's game. He got hit by a pitch in the elbow. He dreamt he was going to get hit by a pitch in the elbow. He put on a protective elbow pad. And got hit there.
Jesus loves the Astros.
Jesus loves Bregman.
Jesus
more.
Loves Alex Bregman.
Yes.
I think Bregman.
Yes. He gave him a sign. You're going to get hit by a pitch.
Is Bregman Jewish?
Yeah. Bregman's Jewish. Well, maybe it's not Jesus so much that loves him, but...
He still probably does, yeah.
Even in the Jewish faith, they believe Jesus existed. Yes. They just don't believe he's the Messiah.
Well, yeah, right. I don't think they think... Right.
He was a prophet.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to ask my boy.
Maybe it was Jesus that said, hey, I know, you know, maybe we don't see eye to eye on everything.
But thanks for the heads up about my elbow.
But by the way, you might want to, you know, you might want to put on an elbow pad today. I'm like, I just had a dream. Jesus told me to wear some body armor like Craig used to wear.
Yeah.
He called Craig and Craig goes,
yep.
That's right.
Yep. Nice.
Tool up every single, gear up every single game, son, and you won't have to worry
I don't know what happened, why Jesus came to him in a dream and told him to wear an elbow pad, but it happened.
I don't know.
It happened. So that's totally sweet. But otherwise, you know, it's just your regular old spring training, Lance. Nothing really going on.
Nothing to see
Bregman
here.
Today was a step in the right direction. You got that sound? Let's hear it.
Felt good. Step in the right direction. Still got a long way to go with my swing. And but I feel good today. The ball felt good off the bat. Minute Maid, it's probably caught. It's deep out there. But good to be out there with the guys again.
There he is, Alex Bregman. Just feeling good about life right now.
Yeah.
Which is totally sweet.
It's good.
Well, I'll get the final word from Ian on this.
Final word on what?
Well, Ian is oh God.
What word do you need?
Oh God.
Jesus protected Alex Bregman. What else?
This is what Ian, his 40th birthday.
Oh, gross.
He put a 1560 hat over it.
Over his.
He's in the pool naked on one of those lounge chairs, lounging
this
on the,
is what
in the
John's
pool.
And he, friends yeah. and John.
No, senor.
And he put a 1560 hat over the.
That's terrible. Ugh. So nothing. So we haven't found a 4-5. Where's Colin McHugh on his sore back? Where are we on all this?
No, we're not. We're not anywhere.
Meaning what?
Nothing. He's sore fine? Back. Go sit down. Go sit over there.
Where are we on 4-5?
We're not anywhere.
Did anyone solve anything? I was at the combine 6 days. Did anything get solved?
No. You don't have Colin. You don't have Josh James. No. You're not. They're not. Josh James is out. So it's going to be Wade Miley, Brad Peacock, and somebody. We don't know yet. Okay. But they really don't need a fifth starter. For a while. Early in the season, you got a lot of days off.
Yeah, and I also realize I'm more interested in what the 1-2-3-4-5 looks like in July 16th, if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Beginning this season, I'm interested, but I'm more interested to see what the real Astros are going to look like.
Well, let's not forget, though, that's 60% of your rotation, 3-4-5. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but not for 60% of your season. But maybe it will be. We'll see if anyone steps up.
Yeah.
I mean, it may end up being your thing. Now, I'm hoping young pitchers step up, and that's not your rotation throughout the season. We'll see. I can tell you a lot of people. People know I'm from Houston, the people I know there, and a lot of them want to talk basketball. And we started talking. I started talking with Matt Money Smith about, you know, Money's one of the coolest guys I know. I mean that in all sincerity. He is. He does the San Diego the LA Chargers play-by-play. He does AAF stuff. He does Petros and Money, the sports talk show there. He used to do the Lakers. Like, this guy is one of the great hustlers of all time. And we were talking about James Harden. And we went to the Pacers game, Pacers and Magic. We went to the game on, I think it was Friday. And one of the guys we were sitting with, Goldie, is a production manager. And he has his own basketball podcast also. And he's real tied into a lot of the basketball scene, even though he's a television, you know, production guy. And so we were talking about James Harden came up and this conversation with the four of us at the table. It was fascinating hearing other people talk about, now they live in LA, right? And Money said, here you've got a guy who is, and he made the point and he made a succinct point that I think you've made in the past and others have made. And he laid out why he thinks it is terrible to watch James Harden, why he is just so bored. And me and Goldie were like, I don't know. I mean, he's really, you know, if you look at all the efficiency, it's not like he's Allen Iverson. And he, you know, we laid out this. But Money's whole point was the same one that you've made and others. When one guy is doing all the dribbling, and I said, isn't this amazing that somebody averaging 36 points a game that there's anybody who thinks he's boring to watch. But the phrase boring, I just feel like boring should never be used for a 36-point-per-game guy. But I get it. I mean, I understand why people say it. But we just had – our whole discussion was about whether or not he'll keep playing like that and how and why James Harden wasn't a beloved player. And it was amazing how much of our conversations were the same ones I had with people outside the market, where they just – they immediately brought up, what are you going to do when that San Antonio game exists? It's not like you can't scrub the San Antonio game like Mac Wilson scrubbed some of those videos and
or the Golden State game with 11 turnovers, or
they didn't
the 0-27, or...
Yeah, that was that one came up too. The 0 for, no one talks about the 11 turnovers, but the 0-27, the last two, and the San Antonio game are the ones that pop up. And he just has, he's truly going to have to overcome, you know, he's got to win a title. I don't think it, James Harden just needs to win a title.
That's it.
Because that meant that he beat the Golden State Warriors. And then last year, Money thought they would, he goes, they would have lost even with Chris Paul. And me and Goldie are like, no way. No way. They were off just leads. He goes, you think James, he goes, you think James would have given up the ball in the last 2 minutes to Chris? And I said, you know, it's something we talk about on the radio. Like, mm-hmm. It is weird.
Chris would have just taken the ball. That's all.
Well, the first 46 minutes can often be very different with James than the last two. It can be, we used to see some of that with Dream too. Like sometimes, but if whatever worked for you in the first 46, I think the one key factor for the Rockets is they've got to really lean on whatever got them there for the first 46. They can't just get completely away from that the last 2 minutes of games.
No.
And the same thing with the third quarter.
No. They shouldn't get away from it. They should be playing that way the whole time. James will get plenty of touches, but he still got to share the ball.
With that
said,
you got
Chris Paul.
Everyone agrees this is, right now, this feels really good for the Rockets. Everyone agreed that, like, it feels like they're getting hot at the right time now.
You know, maybe it's because they just took their shots of testosterone.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I bet you their levels are good. No, I bet you their levels are good based on the way they're playing.
You don't know.
I do know. It's illegal, and there's no one, and they probably test for that. Actually, they probably don't. Men's T Clinic, I can tell you this. If you're an NBA player, you probably don't need any testosterone. Your levels are where they're supposed to be. However, if you are low in testosterone, which happens naturally and you know, with men who approach or are over the age of 40, it happens 33-34% of the men out there. It is something that is going to have a debilitating effect on your quality of life. And it can be with your energy levels, the most notable one and the most normal one that you see. For some guys, it's their libido. For some, it's their drive and determination at work or just living their lives on the weekend. I'll tell you a big one. If you go work out all the time and you try to eat right and you know, being in good shape matters to you, and you're starting to notice that belly fat, and you're saying to yourself, well, this is just what happens when you get older. Yeah, but also lower testosterone is a big culprit with that because it slows down your metabolism. These are all factors that can be improved with better testosterone levels. And if you are low in testosterone, they will get you not only covered with your insurance company, they will get you treated and treated at the right levels. They will work to find your optimal level. Go to mensteaclinic.com, and you know what? Get back to being the real you, your best you. Mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a few things here, cleaning up. Funniest thing about AJ not going, you know, we were talking about going to the bathroom at work, and AJ won't go. If you have to go, your body's telling you you have to go to the bathroom. You got to go to the bathroom.
I will. I just want to make sure.
How the hell you hold it?
Well, you train your body. I mean, I don't go to the bathroom here, partly because I don't drink coffee. That certainly.
Well, I do, and you. I just went to the bathroom. Somebody was in there setting up shop. He had his coat. Like you could see his coat hanging in there. Probably
setting
had a
shop.
He probably had a TV in there. I don't know. That's, maybe a TV tray and TV dinner.
That's part of the deal when you go to do stuff at work and dirty stuff. I mean, is you have to have a setup. Like if a guy comes in office, not like our office, only a couple people wear a coat here, but you got to have a place for your coat. Know that your pants will be recognizable. There are a lot of things that go into doing that stuff here at the office.
No, you just go to the bathroom. That's all.
That's why I don't go at the office.
Well, then you just go. If you got to go, you just go.
I always like to have a home game.
No, well, that, like yeah. To, oh, everybody likes I don't that. Like road you games. Know what? You got to play some road games.
Not me.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I had a road game.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I'm like Florida.
Man,
I'm like the University of Florida.
I'm probably, you know what? I play a balanced schedule.
Yeah, no, I actually drive home to use the bathroom sometimes and then drive back up here to work. That's not a lie. I will drive home.
Really?
It's about 9 to 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
I'll drive 10 minutes away. I've driven to the Starbucks.
I can't drive all the way. You can't drive all the way to your house.
That's true, but that's why I set myself up so I don't go here. I don't like
road. Do you want to come to my house?
No, I'm good. I don't like road non-conference games. I'm like Florida. I don't leave the state.
Well, all I know, I probably play a balanced schedule, 50-50, on the road, at home.
You're like that's Miami from the 90s. Well, anywhere, anytime, any place. Anyone, anytime, any place.
Here's the deal. If you got to go, you got to go. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, like I said, if you can train yourself to know that you don't have to go to work, that's probably your best bet.
Eric Cartman says, funniest thing about AJ not going at work is that there was a time when I was in the Galleria area, if I had to go, I'd make a point to go to your place at work. Fourth floor was a real destination to drop a deuce. So, yeah. I mean, it's a fine place to drop a deuce.
I know, but Eric Cartman doesn't work here. I get why he might be comfortable. It's not a bad bathroom, but you just don't want that. You don't want to have someone walk in, hear them set up shop, and then look to your right or your left and see, oh, I recognize those shoes.
I don't care. I don't look to my right or left. I stay focused.
You know what?
Get my business done and get out.
Partition.
I don't care who's in there.
You're literally like 2 feet from somebody. You could hold hands if it wasn't for that partition.
Well, that's
who needs that?
Wasn't there a politician that was arrested for that in Minnesota?
Not for holding hands. For like doing the shoot thing. Let people know he was ready to go.
I like that glory hole.
That wasn't a glory hole.
And you shouldn't say those things out loud. They come get you.
That's not even the correct quote. The correct quote is this.
I'm all about that glory hole. That's a real quote that he had, actually. And then I found out I guess it's whenever there's a gusher of oil, that's what they call it. That's not out there enough because the other definition's in Urban Dictionary if you want to see the other one. So quick question. I didn't really get a chance to talk about this one. So... Okay, Antonio Brown has a blonde mustache now.
Yeah, we saw that.
It's disconcerting, to say the least. This is also his comments that he had last week, which I didn't get a chance to talk about with you. I don't know if you brought him up. He literally said,
Mr. Big Chest?
I don't even have to play football if I don't want. I don't even need the game. I don't need to prove nothing to no one. If they want to play, they're gonna play by my rules. If not, I don't need to play. Obviously, I want the game, but I don't need the game. It's a difference. If they want to play, they're going to play by my rules. Now, the blonde mustache is just troubling from an aesthetic standpoint.
But you have a problem with him looking like a futuristic villain? That's your problem?
It is. Like a
post-apocalyptic featured villain?
It looks like... something like that with Wesley Snipes?
Demolition Man? Was that what
Yeah,
he was in?
But he did not have
blonde mustache.
Hair,
not the mustache.
If you're going to do the whole thing, you do the whole thing. You do a goatee. Like, you do everything. You don't just do blonde mustache. It's scary. It's a B-rate. You know what that looks like? A really C-rate movie on Cinemax at 12:30 that starts at 12:30.
What was Travolta's movie where he was like an alien? What movie was that? That was awful.
Michael?
No, he was an angel in that one.
Oh, that's right.
You think he's the fallen angel. We found out because you're a bad Catholic. He's the archangel.
I'm a great Catholic. Okay.
So what?
Wasn't it Battlefield Earth?
He looks like a character
from Battlefield Earth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that horrific movie.
Yeah.
Well, this is my question. So first he grows the mustache. First he has the blonde mustache. And I'm thinking, that you can't think that looks good. That obviously looks terrible. And then his whole offseason, and then he says, if they want to play, they're going to play by my rules.
Well, and not
you're
only that,
basically daring a team not to trade for you. Is there any chance, and I mean this with 100% sincerity now, this is not a joke, is there any chance that he's maybe not like 100% there right now?
No, he's not. Really? A wide receiver
No, but I mean head stuff. Is there any chance
a diva wide receiver that?
But he's completely off the rails.
The world is revolving around.
But he's completely off the rails with some of his stuff now.
Yeah,
it's almost like it doesn't make any sense to be saying.
Well,
and
not only that, he has said that we're going to rip up this contract and we're going to have to redo a deal.
He is in
and pay me my money.
He's almost intentionally sabotaging himself.
He can't get. If you take him on, now I was thinking about this. Everybody's talking about draft picks, but what if you're the Packers and you say, I'll tell you what, Devontae Adams for Antonio Brown?
Oh, you're doing a heartbeat.
Who would do it?
Steelers.
The Steelers would do it.
Yeah.
Well, because
I wouldn't if I were the Green Bay Packers.
As opposed to giving up draft picks?
Oh, man, he could immediately just. What if he is Stephon Marbury crazy and he's in Marbury territory, which is frankly what I was thinking. I'm like, can you imagine trading away Devontae Adams and all of a sudden you traded for Marbury and all of a sudden he's eating Vaseline on a streaming video somewhere?
And he's 5 years younger. Devontae Adams is 5 years younger.
Yeah, well. That's a bad deal.
Well, right. What I'm thinking of is as opposed to draft picks, I'm not giving you my draft picks. I'm going to give you a problem that I have because you've got a problem.
Kevin Colbert's not taking problems.
How about a Randy Gregory?
He can't play. He's suspended for life.
Well, how about something?
Kevin Colbert's not taking on. Kevin Colbert's smart. He's not taking on.
Well, what do you mean he's not taking on? He's got. He has zero choice in this right now.
No,
because what am I?
Yeah, he does.
What are
just
you
hang on to him?
Yeah, just hang and get nothing and get nothing.
I honestly don't think Kevin
just
Colbert
like this
cares.
Le'Veon Bell thing.
Well,
so now Kevin Colbert
take a third.
Has got another deal.
You can't take a first
where he's not getting anything again.
You don't take on problems.
You just lost two of the best players at their position without getting anything? Really?
Well, why do you think they're not going to get anything for Antonio Brown?
Because he's a nut job.
No, I know. First is impossible.
Well, okay, so what? Okay, you're a team, whatever team it is.
I would give up a third for him. I don't even think I'm giving up a second. Maybe a late second, or if I have 2 seconds, I might
give
up a second.
This is the best receiver in football. You're going to get a third for.
No, I know. I know
I'm
going to get a really good player. Okay, so if you're the Patriots, you'd give up a second all day in the second round if you wanted to. Because you've taken on problem guys before. You got a big locker room, and you can just say bye. Beat it. That's what Belichick does anyway. It's like, but if you're a team other than New England and you don't have that kind of draft capital, you can't afford. You definitely can't afford to give up a first.
I hadn't seen this picture. I didn't know the Hulk did that. Of course, I'm not a wrestling fan, but the Hulk did his mustache just and nothing else.
Yeah, but there was no
goatee.
But
he's got blonde hair, too.
Yeah, there was no goatee.
He's got blonde hair.
And that was his thing. A handlebar mustache was his.
Right.
Not handlebar, but the Fu Manchu was
his thing. What if Antonio Brown went and did a Hitler with just blonde Hitler?
I'm not going to take it off the Vegas total, off the Vegas board. Hitler is plus 14,000, but it's on there.
It's on the board.
You know what? Darius Leonard was plus 2,100 as rookie of the year. It was on there, and guess what? It hit. So I'm just saying, if you want to, I don't know where you're going to find that action, but if you do find it, you might as well take a shot.
Yep.
Because he's going to keep doing crazy stuff. And I know he thinks, this will get me traded. No, you don't understand. We're on board. We do want to trade you. You don't have to go all the way crazy. We want to trade you.
Guess
you're
what?
Making it harder.
You're making it impossible.
Yeah, you're making it super hard.
Right. All right. 743 ESPN 97.5.
If he
713.
Would dye the mustache back to black, I think immediately you can get a second.
No.
Right
no.
now, blonde mustache is third at best.
No. Yeah. No, the blonde mustache is not an indicator of what round you're going to get.
Blue highlights in the hair, too. It's not just the blonde mustache. Mm. They're multicolored.
No, he
threads.
Is going. Yeah. He is right. going. He is going futuristic villain right now.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-3776. How about this? I don't know why, but Steve said, oh, well, I just spent my last $5, and he spent it on forhims.com/John5.
Well, okay.
So I clicked on to it, and it went directly. He said, hey, John Granato listeners, I hadn't been on it before, but here's the deal. It's a really cool site. And not only that, but you can get stuff to help you if you're losing your hair. There's all kinds of there's stuff for your skin, all kinds of stuff on there. It's not just ED medicine, but the ED medicine is there for you. And it's just $5 for the first month. It's ridiculously low. What I need you to do is go to 4hymns.com/John5. Here's the deal is this could cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and the embarrassment of going to the doctor's office and taking off of work and sitting in the waiting room and all of those things. And you don't have to do all that. All you have to do is go to 4hymns.com/John5 in the privacy of your own home or workplace, whatever, and you start and you get that ED medicine. And it's just as good as the generic equivalent of what you're taking anyway for a lot less. $5 the first month. 4hymns.com/John5, 4hymns.com/John5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 749 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
I'll answer any combine or draft questions if people want. I mean, I feel like I've spent some time doing this stuff. I don't mind.
Well,
doing
you
it.
And you were there, and you're in the middle of it, and you you work for NFL.com.
Yeah. I'm making some changes to my grades today.
So maybe you should. Maybe people, if they have questions about any guys, they can ask you.
Sure.
All right. Longhorn Keith has a question about the NFL draft, so maybe he has something for you.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, hey, Keith? Longhorn.
Good. Hey, man. Before I get to my questions for you, Lance, quick question, or actually. Just a follow-up on that home field advantage. I agree with John. I think that when you got to go, you got to go. And to Dale's point, man, hey, I have a neutral site that has now become almost like a home field advantage to me. It's called Bucky's.
Try it out, man,
anytime you got to go.
That's a home field. But wait, who has a Bucky's?
Well, wait a minute.
Were you in the country somewhere, Keith?
Wait, listen, that place is cleaner than your home bathroom.
That's Jerry World.
Yeah, that's like
that's LSU and exactly. Playing in Arlington.
Yeah, yeah. That's playing in Arlington. Yeah.
No, no, no. That's a wonderful place site for a game.
You're in a national championship of bathrooms.
Hey, man, Lance, real quick on, I don't know if you talked about this or not yet, but I saw Chris Boyd kind of in defensive back protection kind of increase his draft odds a little bit or raise his stock a little bit with his performance. And then lastly, Gary Johnson, man, I know we talked about him a few times, but where do you see him going? I hear late first or for sure second day guy. I just wanted to get your
Gary
thoughts
Johnson,
on how,
the linebacker?
How he performed at the linebacker.
Oh, I'd be shocked if he goes inside the first five rounds.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, his tape.
What about Lil Jordan?
Undraftable.
Really?
Weak, slow. Slow and weak are not good combinations. Did 13 reps. Arms look super skinny. I was super disappointed with. I knew Lil Jordan wouldn't run fast. I wanted him to run in the 4.6s. When I saw him, wildly unimpressive. Super skinny arms. He did 13 reps. So that whole tight end thing that me and Raheel have been talking about, that ain't happening.
Yeah,
he didn't run fast. He stunk.
Everybody thinks he can become a tight end, but apparently.
His number, 6'4", only 210 pounds, and 4.75.
He was 210. I didn't even see his size. He was 210?
That's what they have him at.
What did he lose in 20
did
pounds?
Did he lose weight to try to be a wide receiver as opposed to staying the size to be a tight
That's
end?
That's so dumb. There's no way he played at 210. He looked big. He looked big, and he looked like a skinny. Dude, I think he got skinny just to try to run. And he ran a 4.76, I think.
4.75. Apparently, he doesn't want to be a tight end.
Whoa.
Gary
Rashad Gary is faster than he is.
Oh, way faster.
Gary Johnson, 6 foot, 226, ran a 4.43.
So he's 226, which is super small.
But he ran
fast. He's a track. That's a safety.
He's a track man. Yeah. He's a former 100-meter like champ track man. And I was told before the season even started, my scouting thing at list I get, like it says 4440, and I'm like, there's no way. Well, this guy's not 4440. I thought it was a mistake.
What about him at 50 then?
He plays slow. He doesn't play
fast.
He's
4-4.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they let you put line up in the blocks and take off running, let me know when that part starts with football. But when he has to process with his mind and explode and change direction, that's just not his thing. Like, his tape is not good. His tape is undraftable. His traits will get – now, it would have been nice if he was in the 230s, but it's because he is undersized. His traits might get him drafted as a special teams backup potential guy. Not a day one, not a day two. There's no chance. The tape's not good enough.
Okay. How about
Bill Jordan undraftable? Like, that was so disappointing to me. I can't get over how disappointing that was.
What about the corner?
Oh, Chris Boyd, I already had a 5'7", which would be like a third round grade on him. I think that's about where he goes. He's faster in a straight line than he is turning, and he's very handsy, a lot of penalties, doesn't trust his technique. But he's a physical press corner. He had a rep where he put David Sills, like he tried to throw him into the third. It looked like something from, what was that, The Blind Side? Remember when Michael Orr picks that guy up and like
runs him down
the
field?
He did that to David Sills. There must have been some personal beef between those guys.
That's impossible because David Sills is an unbelievable athlete that you found.
You would imagine.
West Virginia was.
Personal beef. They played, 3 to 4 years against each other? You imagine there might have been something.
It was almost like David Sills said something ugly to him before the game, because the way he tried to beat up on him. But David Sills also, he and Gary Jennings put in some work in that game, too. Don't kid yourself. But I think Chris Boyd will be a third-round guy who can be either a corner or a safety. I think he could transition to safety, no problem. He's very physical. And Chris Boyd, I would say day two. Lil Jordan, probably undraftable. Gary Johnson will get drafted. Lil Jordan's a better football player, but Gary Johnson will probably get drafted just on the strength of that 40.
And we know our numbers are always, you know, they're not always something we can trust from the website, but Lil Jordan was listed at 6'4", 225 on the Texas website. So either...
Don't you feel like he played that there,
he
though,
looked at 225, 230, I thought so, and he wound too. Up 210 at the combo.
I'm going to ask Tom Herman what his playing weight was, because 210 is ridiculous.
No, no.
He looked like a skinny... I couldn't believe his arms. They looked like toothpicks.
He didn't look like DK Metcalf.
No, he was not. He did not look like DK.
Holy crap, DK
needs to chill out with all that.
Oh, you mean the David Boston plan?
Yeah, that's not smart. Ask Roberta Anding. Just go on Twitter, the former nutritionist for the Texans. She'll tell you that's not healthy. To be below 4% is not really that great.
Is he really? I don't know if I buy that.
I had heard that he was 2.9. I think this 1-something is a fake. No. That's just something that got out there is taken off.
We're talking about body fat. The dude, it's just, no, it's not. It's virtually impossible.
His agent told me he's 2.9 before he, like a week before we went to the combine, and that he wanted to get into the threes. Like, he wanted to go up.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said? Oh, you wouldn't have heard. It was on the digital broadcast with us. He told Colleen Wolf, yeah, man, I can't. He was drinking a strawberry milk. He said, man, this tastes good. I'm glad to finally have a strawberry milk. She goes through their social media, and she had a strawberry milk for him. And she goes, why? He goes, man, I'm a nutritionist, man. I had to cut out a lot of things I like. For what? Cut out for what? Look at you. Do you think you are bodybuilding that you got to cut weight? And you got to shred out. You don't need to cut out anything.
I'm gonna tell you, he is a hamstring waiting to snap.
Yes, NFL people said the same thing. Like, that guy is just waiting.
No,
to have,
he's too wound too tight. Yeah. He's just wound too tight.
Yeah, it's a concern when you look like that. That's bodybuilder look.
Yeah,
that's not football
no,
player
he,
look.
He absolutely could be.
Except
a
that he ran 4.33.
Yeah. So guess what? Somebody's gonna draft him. That's for
Buffalo
sure.
Buffalo Bills.
All right, 713-780-3776 down. And Biscuit, you guys are coming in right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.